Okay, we're going to start in 14, 13 seconds. Thank you very much. Yeah? It's a mistake. Okay, we are at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. So the first case of the Mishnah, of people mutter to their husbands and usher to the Yavama, to the Yavam, is a Kain Hedget who marries an Amana, and he has a brother, a Kain Gadol. So when he dies, he was legally married to this woman, but his brother is not allowed to do Yibum, because it is an Isser of a Kain Gadol marrying an Amana. Problem is, why did it have to say he married? Even if he only did Kedushin, if the brother did Kedushin to an Amana, and then he died, the Kain Gadol can't do Yibum either. Why is it necessary to say Kain Hedya Chinasa Samana? Could have said Kain Hedya Chikidesha Samana. It doesn't need the Nisuan to make her prohibited to her Yavam. She's prohibited to the Yavam by the fact that she's an Amana. Right. That's the Gemara's question. What? Well, let's see what the Gemara has to say. Mayu Yudhatana Nasa, listen to Kidesh. Why can't it say the case of Kidesh? V'chi tema. And if you're going to answer me, time of the Nasa, the Avala, Esabalai, Sasa, that it wants to say married, because a Kayan, an Amana who was married, who consummated her marriage, has a lav and an assay to marry a Kayan Gadol. The lav is a Kayan Gadol cannot marry an Amana. And that lav exists, whether the widow is a widow from Erisin or from the Suwan, whether they ever consummated the marriage or not. But then there's an assay that he has to marry a psula, and that excludes him from marrying a woman that had a relationship with a husband. So maybe we want the case of Nasa, because the reason the Kohen Gadol can't do Yibum is because he would be transgressing both a lav and an assay. An assay cannot be doich a lav and an assay. That why would be the case that the Kohen Hedget Nasa as Amana. He married the Amana to create that she is no longer a psula. Therefore, it would be a lav and an assay. That would be a pshat. Time of the Nasa Davale Assay Veloy Sessa. It is a transgression. It would be a transgression on the part of the Kain Gadol if he did Yibum, of both a positive commandment, which says he should only marry a psula, and a negative commandment, do not marry an Amana. Avul Kidesh, but if he only did Kedushin, that means the marriage never got consummated. It means she's still a psula. She's an Amana psula. She's both. She's a widow, but she still is a virgin. That would be a pshat in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah is looking for a case that the Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum because the mitzvah of Yibum is not strong enough to push away the lav and an assay. But if it would only be a lav, the Kohen Gadol would be able to do Yibum. That would be a good shot in the Mishnah, why the Mishnah has him nasa, why the Mishnah wants him to consummate the marriage.
Is that true?
Dr. Gemara, but it's not true. Because the Kula Pirkin Assei V'loi Sessahu. This whole Mishnah deals with a lav and an assay. Yisrael marrying a mamzeres, a mamzer marrying a bat Yisrael. It's only an assay. And still we don't allow Yibum. Right? So obviously the Mishnah is not trying to make it a lav and an assay. Inference being that if it's only a lav, we would do Yibum. It's not true. Learn the rest of the Perik. And the rest of the Perik is talking about a lav. And it says no Yibum. So why would this, it's not a true inference. The rest of the Mishnah says the opposite. And that says not Daichav Laisasa. Why? So we learned back in the second parak, there's going to be a difficult Rashi here. We learned back in the second parak that really biblically the Asay would be Daichav Laisasa. But the Rabbana were afraid if we let you have one relationship, you'll have the second one. And the mitzvah is only the first one. Therefore, we don't allow Yibum rabbinically. That would be true. But then you don't have to say Nasa. Then you could have stuck to Kidesh. Why did it say Nasa? And for the Gemara, which is the Gemara Lemisni Sefer, Kain Gadol Shinasa Samana. Since in the next case, we're going to have a woman that's ushered to her husband and mutter to her Yibum, right? The Mishnah had cases of a woman mutter to her husband and usher to her Yavam. Then the Mishnah had cases when she's usher to her husband and mutter to her Yavam. Right? And then it had cases when she's ushered to both. What was the case that she was ushered to both? A Kohen Gadol married an Amana. He makes her into a Chalala because he lives with the Amana. She now becomes a Chalala. He dies. His brother can't do Yibum, even though he's a Kohen Hedget, because she's a Chalala. But that's only because she consummated the marriage with the Kohen Gadol. So there you need Nasa. You need there to have Nasa. So since over there you needed Nasa, over here we write Nasa too, as Dr. Harris points out for style. Since in the case of Usher to both, it was necessary to say that the Kohen Gadol consummated the marriage with the Amana, because that's what makes her Usher to the brother who's a Kohen Hedget. But once it had to say it there, so for stylistic purposes it said it here. Only if he consummated the marriage that he made her into Chalala. But if the Kohen Gadol would make Kedushin in the Amana, and then he would die, his brother, the Kohen Hedget, would be able to do Yibum, because she's not a Chalala. The Kohen Gadol never lived with her. So for stylistic purposes, it says Nasa. So the Gemara's answer is, the Mishnah could have said a case of Kidesh, and the Halacha would have been the same. A Kohen who's Mekadesh and Amana, and he dies, his brother, the Kohen Gadol, cannot do Yibum. The Mishnah says Nasa. No special reason. But in case number 3, the Mishnah, when the woman is usher both to her husband and to her Yabam, and the case given over there was the Kohen Gadol married an Amana and then he died, his brother, the Kohen Hedget, who's allowed to marry an Amana, can't do Yibum. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol made her into Chalala. He only makes her into Chalala with consummating the marriage. Therefore, since over there we needed Nasa, so for stylistic purposes, we said Nasa. That is the Gemara's answer. Now I'm going to catch up with Rashi, and there's a Rashi here that the Rishayim jump on, but Rashi is Rashi, and there's a few answers in Rashi. I'll just say the simplest one. Rashi, Mayu Yidatani Nasa, Anasa Dereisha Koi, that's on the Bachas Gairus. It's going to the first case in the Mishnah. Listen to Kidesh. Donami Mutaris Labaila. Kohen Hedget is Makadish and Amana, Mutter to his husband, Asur Liyavama. And she's ushered to the Kohen Gadol. The Havale Asay, right, we wanted to answer, because over there it is an Asay and a Loisessa, and Rashi identifies the positive commandment, Psula Me'am of Yikach, he should marry a virgin, Veloi Ba'ula, not a Ba'ula. Veloisessa, and there's a love, Amana Liyikach. Ve'ein Asay de Yibum, Ve'ichas Loisessa Vasay. Abel, the inference would be, Kiddush Hedget B'sula Amana Min Erisin. If the Hedget would have made Kiddushin to a girl that's still a B'sula, Umeis Gamhu B'Erisin, right? He did Kiddushin to a woman who had been married but never consummated the marriage. And now he also didn't consummate the marriage. Miyabim L'Kayin Gadol, even though she's an Amana. Dasi Asay, V'Dachi Lai Sessa. Dasi can push away the love of the Amana. That would be the answer that we'd like to give, but it's not true. We said Kula Pirkin, I say the Yibum Veloisessa the Isruhu the Rami Adadi. The whole Perik, meaning all the cases in the Mishnah, are cases when the Asay and Yibum comes in conflict with the Lav. Veloyasi, I say the Yibum Vedachi Lav the Isr. And we don't allow the Asay to push away the Lav. He got Mamzeres Yisrael, I Mamzil Yisrael Elis, the Kechalolo Likayat. Now here Rashi says, different than the Gemara and Davchas. My time up, the Navkalam Beperik Beis, with the also Yavimta Hashara. Rashi says, there's a pasuk, we mentioned this yesterday, not yesterday, Friday. There's a pasuk that says that there's, even though the rule normally is, any woman that doesn't get Libum can't get Chalitza, there's a pasuk that makes an exception, the also Yavimta Hashara, that says, a woman can go for Chalitza, even though she cannot get Yibum. The Gemara in the Havamin on Daf Chav wants to say that that's going for all Chayv Elavim. That there's no biblical mitzvah of Yibum, but there's a mitzvah of Chalitza. The Gemara falls off from that and ends up saying, no, there is a mitzvah of Yibum, we don't allow it rabbinically. And the Olsi Yibim Tashara is going by an Amana L'Kohen Gadol, who there's no mitzvah of Yibum biblically because it's a lav and an asay, There, the Torah says chalitza. But in the Havamina, the Gemara wanted to say the Va'olsi of Imtei Ashara says that all chai milavin, the Torah exempted Yibum, but said yes chalitza. That's a Havamina, that chav. The Gemara slugs it up. And the Gemara comes and says that biblically there is a mitzvah of Yibum. The Rabbanan don't allow it because they're afraid if we let you do one, you'll do the second. Rashi writes the Havamina of that Gemara. Rashi does not bring the maskana of the Gemara. So everybody's bothered. Why is Rashi quoting something that on that Chavim and Aleph we brought it as a Havamina and rejected it? So some say that Rashi does this throughout Shas many a time. He'll quote a Havamina of a Gemara even though the maskana of the Gemara is not that way. Because that's not the end of the Gemara there. The end of the Gemara is not it's a biblical exemption. Rashi brings a pasuk that Chai Milavin have no Yibum and Yes Chalitza. The end of the Gemara there is not true. There is a mitzvah of Yibum biblically. The Rabbanan are afraid to let you do it because, let one do it because he might do a second beer. So Rashi should have said, Zera beer Rishayna to be a Shnia. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi brings a pasuk which the Gemara entertained in the Havamina there. Again, problematic because that's not the maskana. Some Achrayim want to say that Rashi holds. I mean, Rashi many times throughout Shas will bring a Havamina and not a maskana. That's the simplest answer on Rashi. What?
Gives you a maramakim.
Basically, gives you a maramakim. Look at the second parak.
Brought on a few cases. The last one is among us. Didn't he say that? Yes, maybe that's separating us.
Which cases? I lost you. What? Okay. Next, Rashi. I have a kiddush shagilei liyavim hedget. But if the Kohen Gadol only did kedushin to the Almana, the Yavim would be able to do Yibum. The Hedget would be able to do Yibum. Now, the problem with Dr. Harris's pshat, which the Gemara just said, is it doesn't really work. Let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, we have to just follow the Mishnah. First case was, Kohen Hedget shenasas Almana. He married an Almana and he has a brother, a Kohen Gadol, which we pointed out. The Mishnah could have said Kain had the Chikidesh as Almana. But for stylistic purposes, it said Nasa. But really, there's no benefit in the fact that he was Nasa. The same halacha would be true if a Kain had did Kedushin in Almana. Okay? Let's move to the next set of cases where it talks about women that are mutter to the Yavim and usher to their husband. It says Kain Gadol Chikidesh as Almana. A Kain Gadol who did Kedushin, then he died. She was ushered to him, but he never consummated the marriage, so his brother is allowed to do Yibum. Then in the third case, it said, a Kohen Gadol who consummated the marriage was an Amana, so she's ushered to him and to the other. If you're going to go with style, why did you make the first case like case three when case two says Kedushin? Right? The question was, say Kedushin. The answer is, case three, we need consummating the marriage. So therefore, in case one, we also said consummating the marriage. Even though case one didn't need it. That's the next Gemara's question. Meaning Dr. Harris's terrence is a great answer if it worked. But it doesn't work because the middle case is Kedushin. So obviously, we're not going with one kind of case. So why in the ratio did you say Nasa? Frek to Gemara. Right. By the Tani Mishum Seifa, you learn Nasa because of the last case. Listen to Mishum Matsuyasa. Learn Kiddush because it's more in style with the middle case. Kain Gadol Shekiddush Asabana, the Yesh Le'ach Kain Hedget. You're doing it for style, right? You have three cases. Case one, case two, case three. Case two is Kiddushin, case three is Nesu'in. So why is case one Nesu'in to be like three? Let it be two, Kiddushin. And for the Gemara, you're right. Ella? Mishum Bas Buksa. Because of its neighbor. How does he translate Bas Buksa?
Neighboring clause.
Neighboring clause. meaning in the same set of halachas, it says, Kainhedit Shinasa Samana, V'yeshla Ach Kain Gadol. And the next case says, Chavul Shinasa Kshera, right, he's allowed to, V'yeshla Ach Kasher. The brother can't do Yibum. Why can't the brother do Yibum? Again, a Chavul, Kain Chavul, marries a Kasher lady. There's no Isser. There's no Isser for a woman to marry a Chavul. He marries a Kshera, and he dies. His brother, the Kayin, cannot do Yibum because the woman turned into a Chalala. That's only if they consummated the marriage. So the very next case in the Mishnah needed that the marriage be consummated. Because if the Chalal would have just done Kedushin to a Kshera and he would have died, the brother would have been able to do Yibum. In the first set, there's three sets. So we thought we were comparing set 1 to set 3, and the question was compare set 1 to set 2. Now we're sticking in set 1. In set 1, women that are mutter to their husband and usher to their yavam. Case 2 of set 1 was a cholo married a kosher lady and then died. His brother, the kayan, cannot do yibum. Why? Because she's a chalala. What made her a chalala? Consummating the marriage. So in the next case, in the next line of the Mishnah, you needed to say nasa. So once you had to say it there, we set it here for stylistic purposes. So it's not first set to third set. It's in the first set itself, we needed to say nasa in order to keep it stylistically correct. Because in the second case, when the Kohl marries a Kshera, if he just did Kedushin, she would be eligible even. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Gemara, Mishim Bas Buksa, it's neighboring clause. The Gemara lemis nichalu shenasa Kshera. Time of the nasa chalala. The chavi chalala. Avu kidei shayile. In that case, kidei should be mutter. Shemachi k'tani, nasa. That's why it says nasa. So it's not first case, set to third set. Because then the question is, do first set to second set? It's within the first set. You needed nasa for the next case, so we said nasa.
Yeah, but now that we have this, why did the Gemara think it was stylistic to different sets? Well, this is right next to it. This makes it. Wait, you don't. You don't think stylistic applies to the same set?
You want to know my chat in this?
Yeah.
I can give you a chat in this. It's not necessary for chat in the Gemara, but if you want to know, I'll tell you. In this case, and in the second set, and the third set, it's a very similar case. It is a kayin with an amana, with a kayin gadol involved. Case one was a kayin married an amana as a brother, a kayin gadol. Case two was a kayin gadol made kedushin to an amana, and as a brother, a kayin hedjit. And case three was a kayin gadol that married an amana. They were all kayin and amana. So when we talked style, we thought we would stick to the same kind of case. Kayan, Amana, Kayan Gadol. That's what all three are dealing with. Three different halachas, three different details of the case, but all dealing with a Kayan, Amana, Kayan Gadol. Different variations of that mix. So when we talk style, we would think the style should follow in the same mix. So therefore, one should be similar to three, but two is different. So why can't one be similar to two? The answer is you're right. We're not trying to make style in the same case. We're trying to make style in the same group of cases. That's why the Gemara first went that way and then went this way.
It's so hard to... The style thing is so hard to understand because you have to solve memory. And
that's why there's style, to make it easier to memorize. The reason the Tana stuck to a style is because he wanted you to memorize it easier.
Very nice to memorize, but you also have to memorize that it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's more you have to know now.
See,
not everything, you give answers of style to everything? No, it's
a... Again, the answer to your question, on this question, is very simple. It's easier to understand than to remember. It's easier to understand why, once you have the case in front of you, then to remember all the cases. So the Tana is interested in having you memorize it. Once you memorize it, you can sit and dissect the case and figure it out because you have brains. You're a very smart fellow. To memorize a whole list of cases is much more difficult. So he sticks to a style to make the memory easier. The understanding, once you have the fact in front of you, you'll work on understanding it. It's harder to memorize things. Remember, it wasn't written. So you have to remember a series of cases. The easier he makes it to memorize, the better off you are. Now, once you memorize the cases, you can go and dissect every case. So he's relying on your brains to understand. He's understanding that it's difficult to memorize. That's what the Tana's doing.
The risk of forgetting is more prevalent than the risk of making a wrong inference.
Exactly. The risk of forgetting is more prevalent than misunderstanding. Because if you have understanding, you've got seichel, you'll understand. But memory is a different track in the brain. That's what I think. Nope.
I don't know. Different words, you wouldn't remember me.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you agree with me? Thank you. He was agreeing with me.
He's agreeing with me?
He was agreeing with me.
Why is he adding to it? He adding to it. Now you agree that understanding
is better, or you're
wrong?
That's Rashi. Other 20 Nasim Shem Sevet the Matzis, and Nikti Kiddush Mishum Mitziasa. Why did you say not on the first set because of set three? Why did you do kiddush because of set two? The tiny kain got him to kiddush, but Matthew Lemisni not, he couldn't say not. Hug is in Mishim Bas Buksa. Hug the tiny not of Eresha. The Pirkim Mishim Bas Buksa. Klaim Ashluya Betsida. The case next to it. Chalu Shinatuk Shera. Frank the Gemara. Nukasha. Then again, we're going back to that first case. A kain hedged that married an Amana. Why did she have to be an Amana when he married her? If he died, she's an Amana. What? Why do we have to have her being an Amana when the Kain Hedged married her? The Mishnah could have said, Kain Hedged Shanata. And the...
Anybody there? Hello? Anybody else who's online?
Hi, Dr. Braid, I'm on the line.
We lost him again. I think he hit the table, something resets. I'm going to hang up and I don't know what he's supposed to do last time.
I think eventually it gets back on.
I hear it when this happens.
I tell you, Mayor, you call Baruch Moshe? My phone went crazy last night. I can't find everything. Is Baruch Moshe there? Maybe
him.
He'll let him know.
I'll call him.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll try again. If I don't get back to you, it means that I got in. I'm going to try again.
Okay, so the Gemara wants to say a chiddush, unbelievable chiddush, which the Gemara will slug up in a moment. Reuven the Kayan marries a psula. At that moment, his brother Shimon, the Kayan Gadol, could have married her also. He didn't. It was Reuven that married her. Then Reuven died, Shimon can be meyabel her. Because at the point of marriage, Shimon could have married her at that same time. So therefore, she remains eligible for the Kayan Gadol, even though at the point of Yibum, she's an Amana. We look at the moment of marriage.
Anybody
that's
there?
Very, very difficult to have a
meal. The essence of the problem is that somebody dies. That doesn't make it any circular.
No, because if somebody dies, but she remains mutter, it's an Amana that's mutter to the Kayan Gadol. It's an exception to the rule, because Yibum says he... Since he could have married her at the time of his brother's marriage, he has a right to continue his brother's marriage. That's why the Mishnah, we're trying to say that's why the Mishnah needed her to be an Amana at the time of the marriage. No. Just to have a mean, and we're going to slug it up in a second. I'm sorry? Yeah, again, this is going to last one line.
Is that why?
Titus is very bothered by the Havamina. He's very bothered by it.
Why?
Why is Titus bothered with it? Because we never had this in Masechtas Yevamos, you know what I mean? It's like a whole new thing. We had Nesu'in and Rishayna Mapilim the other way, the Chumrah, that if during the marriage she became an Erva, even if it went off, it remains on because at one point she became prohibited. We had the Chumrah that we look at the whole marriage, right? Remember, two brothers are married to two sisters, even though one sister died, but since during the marriage it was forbidden, we said no Yibum. We never said it this way, that it should be legal, because at the beginning of the marriage you could have married her. It's a big Kiddush.
Interesting that I was thinking about this. If the second coin, the brother was not born yet, but she does not become a Yibumah then.
Oh, he's not born at the time of death. Well, that would be a consequence, correct.
Right, so
but again, it's a Havamina, it's one line, so I'm not going to go through the whole Masechta. But it's a very big, you're 100% right.
He wasn't eligible because he wasn't born.
Exactly. V'chitei m'ksav ra'itan ha'nisum ha'rishaydim ha'pilim. Dr. Rashi. Nisum ha'rishaydim ha'shanasa ach shemeis. Ma'pilim ha'isa l'yibim. That's what makes you go to Yibim. U'batzer ha'hi shaytaz l'ino. We go by that time. We love Amana Me'achar, and had she not been an Amana from somebody else, have a Sharina Lova Kayan Gadol Yavama. We would have permitted her to the Kayan Gadol. Zakti Gemara, but it's not true. Because her Chol should not the Ksheira. Okay? The next case in the Mishnah, a Chol married the Kashra lady. Right? He makes her Chalola. At the time when he married her, his brother could have married her. And still we say she can't have Yibum because she turned into a Chalala. Even though at the time of the marriage, the brother could have married her. Terence says we look at the time of death. We don't look at the time of marriage. Let me just finish. V'loy amina nesu'in erishayidim apilim. Zok trashi. V'ktani chol shenasim shera. V'atzel oli yivum ala'achasher. And it's usher to be miyabim to a brother. Why? At the time of marriage, he could have done marriage. Teretz says, once something happens, it happens, and we look at the moment of death. Yes. Not every difference makes a difference. I know what you want to say. It's different, but it's not different. Because at the moment, once this guy marries this lady, this guy can't marry her either.
Eligible for a mother. From the Kedushin, where she here,
Halala,
and she
has not to make. So if anything else, she should be more eligible for Yibum here. If anything, it's a Chavah Chaymer. Nothing. I just don't want to confuse anybody with this question. So at the end of the day, we see that we don't go by the moment of marriage. We go by the moment of death. And therefore, we're back to the question. Why did the Kain Hedjit have to marry an Amana? He could have married a Psula. Zuck the Gemara, this is style. Since in case 2 and in case 3, we need an Amana in the mix with the Kain Gadol. Yushin with Amana, Kain Gadol. Marrying the Amana. So for style, we said Kain Hedjit married the Amana. You're right, it could have been a regular woman. How about that Mishim Seifa? But if it would be a Besula, it wouldn't be Asher to her husband. Rashi, Davka Amana, she nitzchalu be Asher, she becomes a Chalala. Venesra locha vahedjet, Abba Besula chazila lis yabeh. So since in the style, the next two cases had Amana, so in this case, next two sets, so we stick to Amana, to keep the sets more stylistically aligned. But ain't looking at me, the Kain Hedja could have married a girl, and she's an Amana by the very fact that the Kain Hedja died.
Why do we keep jumping between cases about books? One week they about books, and one week they now it's
set. Because it's all style. It's again, all aids to remember. Mnemonics. The Tana is writing in a way. Remember, if you don't have this in front of you, you have to memorize here like 20 cases.
Yep.
It's case after case after case after case in three sets. Very hard to remember. He's trying to make it as easy as possible. So we don't appreciate it because we read it in front of us.
It should be. I think someone has to.
Yeah, let me hear. What did somebody ask?
People in those days, everybody had a photographic memory. It's not possible.
They didn't.
And this stuff wouldn't even help.
It helped the Talmid Chachamim. You're right.
And the people that didn't have the photograph memory, how did they learn?
They learned to the best of their ability.
That's
why they went to Shir and they heard that halacha from the Rebbeim and they did their best. You're right. That's why it was written down. Because this is what happened. There were less and less people that could remember. It's exactly why they wrote it down. Because it became difficult to remember.
Didn't want that, right?
Because he was relying on the fact that a lot of people were memorized.
That's true.
I wasn't there, but I assume so.
The majority of the people could remember
this? Yeah, people learn Mishnayos Ba'al-Peh. Pirkei has a Mishnayos Ba'al-Peh program. People memorize 1,000 Mishnayos. Kids memorize.
Kids.
They don't work at it. Right? Kids don't work at it. But that was the only way to learn those days. No, I don't have a great memory, so don't compare my memory.
True. That is not true.
I remember what I learned as a kid. I have trouble remembering what I learned yesterday.
You know, I don't know my wife's phone number.
That's because you have speed dial.
Right. I remember phone numbers from my childhood friends to this day.
No. 100%, so do I. I remember all my kids and my friends. I remember them all.
Why is that? Because I don't use that anymore. Shut down.
Like you don't use that facet of your brain. I tell you, you don't have to remember anything. You don't have to remember directions anymore. You just put it into ways and just go. Once upon a time, you have to know how to drive somewhere. So people like me that don't have ways are still remembering how to drive places.
I don't know the numbers of the highways anymore.
Exit numbers. People don't know exit numbers. I asked them what exit. They have no clue.
Why wouldn't you know the exit?
Because it's all done for them. So you're not used to remembering anything anymore. It's on your WhatsApp, you know what I mean? It replaced your brain. That little thing replaced your brain.
So by writing down Charlie, we watered down our work ethics, learn Torah.
It made out, but it was necessary. That was the chiddush of writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. It was eight flats of flesh F. They saw it was no other eight.
When they wrote the Mishnah from Brisa,
first of all, it's a Machlokes Rishonim whether Rebbe ever wrote it. Rebbe redacted it. Did he write it? It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say he wrote Mishnah, and some Rishonim wrote Mishnah was not written down until Gemara was written down, which is 300 years later. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Maskevah Rebbe. Okay, so Rebbe is going to ask, why don't we have an other set of cases in this Mishnah? Mishnah lists case three sets in each one, or four sets. Kain Gohedya with an Amana, with a Kain Gadol, a Chola with a Kusher, with a brother, a Yisrael with a Mamzer with a Yisrael. There were four. In each set, there were four cases. I have a fifth case that the Mishnah could have said with three sets. use a fifth case, have it in set one, right? Because we're listing more than one case. It means obviously we're listing a whole bunch of cases that you can have three kinds of consequences. One mutter to her husband, aser to yavam. One aser to her husband, mutter to yavam. One aser to both. Well, Lee, tell me what you left out. If you only leave one out, it's a problem. You have to leave more than one out. So the Gemara's kasha is, I have an extra one that the Mishnah didn't say. The Gemara's answer is going to be, we have an extra two that the Mishnah didn't say, which is fine. Once you have two, you don't have a question. In fact, the Gemara maskeh l'Rabbah. Im isa lohad chiyasir rabdimi am Rabbi Yechanan. If we hold like Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yechanan, which we had recently, the mitzvah sheni shenasa mitzvah rishai nabna sheni hava. It was the machloikas there where you go by dad or mom. One generation mitzvah marries a different generation mitzvah. You go by dad or you go by mom. If you're going to learn that you go by mom, that a mitzvah sheni that marries a mitzvah rishai, the son is a sheni. So I have the following scenario. Listen, Nami, the Mishnah should say the following case. Mitzvah sheini shenasa shtei mitzvahis. A second generation mitzvah married two women that were mitzvahis. Achas rishayna v'achas shniya. Both legal for him to marry. He's allowed to marry the rishayna. He's a mitzvah. He's marrying a generation back, but it's fine. And he's marrying one equal to his generation. The difference will be, there'll be two brothers. One born to one wife, one born to the other wife. One will be a mitzvah sheni, going by mom, and one will be a mitzvah shlishi, going by mom too, right? This mitzvah, we'll call him Achamad. He was Achamad before he became a ger. He married two mitzvahites. I don't even know Egyptian Arab women names. He married two mitzvahites. He married two mitzvahites. One was a mitzvah shena, and one was a mitzvah shniya. He has two sons. One is a mitzvah sheni, and one is a mitzvah shlishi. So there are two brothers here. One is sheni, one is shlishi. Because you go by the mother. So now, v'heblai banim mirishayna u'mishniya. In nasiv kirachayu, if each one married the right one, which would mean that the sheni married a sheni, and the shlishi married a Jewish girl, because he's allowed to. So they're mutaris lebalei and basuris lebameya. They're mutar in their marriage, but if they were to die, their yavam cannot do yivam. Because if the sheni dies, right, his wife is a mitzvah shniya, Yisrael can't, the shlishi can't marry a shniya. The shlishi is a yid. He can't marry a shlishi, right? And if the shlishi dies, the sheni can't do yivam. Because it's a Jewish woman. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. Each were allowed to marry whoever they married, but their brother is not allowed to marry their wife. Rashi. Zuck Rashi.
There's no mix-up for the third generation. In other words, the parents were Magaya many years earlier.
Their grandparents were Magaya.
Yeah,
so they are Mitzri Shlishi, they are Jewish people.
They're born Jewish, there's nothing else to do.
Nothing else to them. It means the law of Dimi Malacha Kamaisa. Mishniya, Mishniya, Mishaina, Mishniya. Have a Ludar Shlishi with our Shani. He has one kid that's a Shlishi and one kid that's a Shani. Nasav Kirchayu, Shlishi Nasi Israelis. He's allowed to. Shani the Mitzvah Shniya. Asuris Livaneim. The Shlishi Yisrael. The Shlishi is considered Yisrael. Vasja Mishniya. He can't do Yibum to the Shniya. The Mitzvah Vadai Bechat Chor Bechat Nekevas Asur Madar Shlishi. He's the Yisrael. He can't marry a Mitzvah Shniya. The sheni has to be Israelis. So here you can have a case when they're mutter to their husband and also to their yavam. Each one married the one they're supposed to marry. The sheni married a shniya. The shlishi married a Jewish girl. They're each mutter to their husbands, but if their husbands die, the yavam can't do yibum. Now, next case. The epuch menasev. What if the sheni married a Jewish girl and the shlishi married a shniya? Illegal. But valid. And then they died, they're mutter to the yavam. Because the shlishi married a shniya, the sheni can marry her. If the sheni married a Jewish girl, the shlishi can marry her. So they're asked to their husband, they're mutter to the yavam. If they marry the opposite, then they're not allowed to be married to their husband, but if their husband dies, their yavam is fine. Mutaris leilu leilu di giyiris. If both of them marry the giyiris, right, the sheni is allowed to marry a giyiris, kal gerim leik recall, he's allowed to marry a giyiris. The shlishi can marry a giyiris, nothing wrong. She's a nice Jewish woman, she converted, so. And now they die, they were both mutter to their husbands, and they're both mutter to yibam. Because a sheni can do yibam to a giyiris. Because kal gerim leik recall. Remember we said that people that are not allowed to marry Jewish girls are allowed to marry Giyiris. Asuris Leilu Leilu is Islanus. If they both married Islanus, now, it would only be Usher, right? It would only be Usher if the Shani married an Islanus. It would only be Usher one way. The Shani married a Bat Yisrael with an Islanus. He's not allowed to. Not because she's an islandess, but because she's a Bat Yisrael. And there's no Yibum because she's an islandess. So the Usher to her husband and to her Yavam. If the Shlishi married an islandess, she's mutter to him. Yisrael's allowed to marry an islandess if he wants to. So this case would only be one way. The Shani married an islandess. He violated the law. Isser, he's not supposed to marry a Bat Yisrael. He married an islandess. But then when he dies, there's no mitzvah of Yibam either, even though his brother is Yisrael, because there's no mitzvah of Yibam by an islander. So she's usher to her husband and usher to her Yavam. So why didn't the Mishnah give this set of cases? Here you have a set of cases that can fit all sets. Mutter to the husband, usher to the Yavam, usher to the husband, mutter to the Yavam, usher to both, mutter to both. Why did the Mishnah not give this set? Zog de Gemara, Tana B'Shayer, Dr. Harris's answer. We left something out. The Mishnah is not interested in giving you every case. Rashi? Giyiris. Mutaris l'shlishi di Yisraelu. When l'sheni, the kal gerim leik recall. She's not a kol. L'karina l'shlishi b'kol yav b'kol v'l'sheni. The ilav kol havoi, it wouldn't be kol. The zulav kol, if she's not a kol. V'mnasa achar giyiris, one of them married a giyiris who mace, mutaris l'yavam k'bayla. Her yavam can do yibam. Because a sheni can do yibum to a giyiris. Asuris elu leelu islandus, Yisraelis. And sheni nasa Yisraelis, the islandus. The sheni married a Yisraelis, which is an islandus. Asuriloi, from the Yisraelis. Not because she's an islandus, you're allowed to marry an islandus if you want to. It just is also because he's Yisraelis. Ukshemes asurli yavama, shemasher teleit, prat lailanus sheni lenus. There's no yibum. That would be usher to both. Period. So the Gemara's answer is, you're right. The Mishnah could have said this set of cases. The Mishnah's not interested in giving you everything. It left it out. Now, just as an aside, and I don't want to confuse people, Rashi is telling you a big chiddush in this Gemara. Now, look here, it's kal gerim la'ikriko. A ger can marry a woman that a Yisrael can't marry. Even though he converted, he's a fine Jew, he can buy mafti yayna. But he can marry a woman that a Jew can't marry. Right? Kalgerim la'ikriko. Both ways. The woman that's a giyiris can also marry men that are not allowed to marry a Jewish woman. She's a giyiris. Right? Theoretically speaking, a mamzer can marry a giyiris. A ger can marry a mamzeres. They're not restricted to marry. Their kids will have problems, but that's not the issue here. Mitzvi Shlishi, is he a ger? Here is a guy, his grandfather was Megayer. His grandfather was restricted to marrying Jewish girls. He was. His father was a Ger Mitzri Sheni, who was also restricted.
Which is the generation that's Mutter?
The third generation can marry a Jewish girl. Can he marry a Mamzeret? Is he Kal Gerim? Or do we say, listen, he's not a Ger. He was born Jewish.
They were all born Jewish. He's
now, Ger Rishon, the first one, was converted.
Yeah.
He was for sure a Ger. But he's restricted. He can't marry a Jewish girl. He can marry a Mamzeret. He can't marry a Jewish girl. Mitzri Sheini has restrictions. Mitzri Shlishi has no restrictions.
What's that a Ger?
Is he a ger?
No.
No, that's what Rashi learned. Other Rishonim disagree. And they say since he is the first generation without restrictions, he is considered a ger.
There's like a larva stage.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Fourth generation.
I don't know what you mean by larva stage, but it's okay.
Development of the concept of conflict over three generations.
The Pasuk doesn't let her get married to the third generation.
Right.
So does that mean it's a gayrist process? They're all gayrim to a different extent? Or is the shot is they're all, the first one was a gayr. The other ones are gayrim. They were born Jewish. They have one restriction, but it doesn't affect their gayrus. So everybody in this room agreed to the second way, which is Rashi's way of learning. I just wanted to point out the chiddush that lies in here. Because there are those that claim that since he's the first generation that's allowed to marry a Jewish girl, he's like a ger.
In what way is he like a ger?
The fact that he's now the first guy that's allowed to marry a Bat Yisrael. His father wasn't allowed to marry a Jewish girl. No, can he marry a mamzeret? Would he be allowed to marry a mamzeret?
So
Rashi says no. Rashi says he's a born Yisrael. He's all the halakas of Yisrael.
He's the first kahal in kahal.
That's what Rashi says. Like everybody in this room seems to say, he's not a convert. He never converted. He was born this way.
Can you read Rashi?
Yeah, before he's not talking about.
Can you read Rashi again? How do you read the Rashi? Gioris? Mutaris or Shlishi Diso?
Leo, man, I'm talking to somebody, yes.
All right.
Probably did all the work. Why should there be any restrictions on
that? Again, meaning, he's a born Jew. And again, everybody in this room seems to agree to Rashi.
Regular gear.
It's a machlokes tanah, but we're going with the tanah that says he has restrictions.
There's
a tanah that says that a bas gear, the gyaris, is considered a gear for this halacha too. But I don't want to go there. That's a different. There's a tanah that holds that way.
And Zorsheni is a
gear. By what? By Mitzri?
Yeah.
He can't marry a Jewish girl. He's restricted.
He's a gear, and that he can marry a mom.
Yeah, because he's restricted from a Jewish girl. He has restrictions.
Yes, but it allows him nevertheless to marry a mom.
Correct. Correct.
It's all on the premises.
Yes, Elio Mayer, what's your question?
I'm sorry, I'm just having a difficulty reading Rashi.
Which Rashi?
So the first part, Gioris Miteris Lishlishli, Yisraelu. Lusheni the Kalgeim Loic recalls. So the low Karina.
Or she can marry a Mitzri Sheni.
Right. Velo Karina Shlishi Yava Bakal.
Karina Shlishi Yava Bakal Velo Sheni. We don't say that the Sheni violated the Isser, that the Torah said only a third generation can marry, not a second generation. Meaning we don't say that the Sheni violated an Isser. Because the Gyaris is not called.
The Zul Lav Kahalavai, because she is not a call. She's Gyaris. Okay.
No, since Sankara came, so all Gaim are created equal. We don't know who Amaini is, who Amayavi is, who Mitzri is, who Adaimi is. We have absolutely no idea.
First generation of Gyar is not a Kahal.
Today, it's a guy. Most Gaim are not Mitzri.
Those restrictions still apply.
Again, it doesn't practically apply because you can't identify anybody as a Mitzri.
No, I'm not talking about a Mitzri, but in other words, a ger can marry, every ger can marry a
mamzeret. Correct. That's how long it's called gerim layik recall, a ger can marry a mamzeret. Not a smart idea, by the way. His kids will be mamzerim. It's not like he's... I mean, he just has no restriction. He's not violating anything. Correct. Let's say he's 92 years old. He's not having kids. And there's a woman that's a mamzeret that's willing to marry her. He's allowed to marry her.
So, in other words, is he restricted really the most optimal thing is for him to marry another ger?
He can marry whoever he wants. He can marry a Jewish girl. He has wide open choice.
It's my thing for him to be doing is marry another ger.
Why? Why not marry a regular Jewish girl? Why not marry a regular Jewish girl? There's no restrictions.
words, his children are kalashim.
Exactly. A kayan can't marry a geiris.
Because she's not.
Because she was different. But he can't. But she